Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 75. Some people consistently use threats to intimidate others to do what they wish to do or to stop doing things, which creates a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. And the wording that you use in those threats definitely constitutes a nas devarim. And one needs to develop positive communication skills, not to resort to threats, and to be effective without resorting to threats. So a negative approach would be, you'd better do what I say or else you'll be sorry, I'll get even with you. If you don't stop on your own, I'll make you wish that you had. And a positive approach would be, you would benefit a lot by doing such and such. Or if you do me this favor, I'll make it worth your while. Now, if the positive approach does not prove effective with that particular person, you could speak more strongly and more firmly, but avoid threats. Avoid threats unless the situation is extremely crucial, no other method will work, or you're in a serious type of a situation. But generally speaking, on a havas chaverim, if you have a sincere love and care for another person, you'll be able to find more positive ways to influence that person. So that's about threatening. The other aspect in Einas Devarim is not the words itself, but the tone of voice that you're saying it in. So it's not only what you say that counts, it's the way you say it. The nonverbal messages are a key to what a person hears. So if your tone of voice is distressing someone, that's considered Einas Devarim, even if what you're saying, the words, may seem harmless, even innocuous, but it's still harmful. So if you speak in a harsh way, rough, icy, shrill tone of voice, it causes people pain. The same applies, obviously, to shouting and yelling. So it's important to cultivate a certain calmness, a certain pleasant tone of voice. And when you need to influence someone, to speak in a persuasive tone of voice, but let it reflect the basic respect, the derech eretz you have for the other person. There are tones of voice that convey accusations and hostility and attacks. So even though the same words, if you said it in a loving tone, in a different tone, it would show love, would show understanding. So the different tones of voice, when others speak to you, listen to it, you'll gain a great awareness. You may need to tape yourself, you may need to just practice it to learn how to speak in that calmer tone or co-tone and a more kinder voice and disposition. Now, when we say the Yetzer Hara is here, but Hashem created something to oppose it, and that's Torah, it's the Tavlin, it's the best anecdote or spice to counteract the Yetzer Hara, the best anecdote to overcome the tendency to harm people with words is to develop a love of Torah. When you discuss Torah ideas with others, when you share Torah ideas with others, just not just men, but women, they share ideologies of Mussar, Hashkafa, and Torah values with one another, you'll free yourself of the urge to cause pain with words. The Torah you study will elevate you, will give you greater love of other people, and will make you more sensitive to the suffering of others. These are traits what true Talmidei Chachamim throughout the ages had. Now, there are people, unfortunately, that study Torah and fail to develop those positive qualities. And the question is how do you reconcile the two? And when you're trying to reconcile the two, you really need to make a din v'cheshbon on what your true motivation for learning Torah is. But when you study proper Torah the right way, the Rechah d'Achinoyam, then these qualities that we just mentioned will be automatic. It'll refine you on the Meidodom L'Chaveiroi as well. It'll increase your Ahavas Yisrael. When it says that Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas HaTorah are one, paraphrasing the Zohar, and the Baal Shem Tov mentioning this in his teachings, they're all one. That means the love of Torah promotes the love of Chaveirim, the love of Klal Yisrael. And they're not, it's not a coincidence. One builds on the other. So learning Torah, even if you're learning not necessarily that particular thing about the Amida, but the Etzem learning Torah elevates the person. Another thing as well, which is very important, may seem more pertaining to men than to women, but it could apply to women too, that when you share a Torah thought, or someone shares it with you, You may not always think the person is correct. You may prefer a different style. We talked about in a previous year, we have to be careful about different styles and understanding that everyone has a different style. The fact that you don't like something doesn't mean it's not true or genuine or of value. So be careful about insulting a person. There are ways you could disagree with an idea and still give them encouragement to continue to share their ideas with you. And there are ways, other ways that will cause pain. An insulting way of saying it, when you hear a Torah thought from someone else that you don't like, is to say it's a stupid thing you said. Only an Amoritz, meaning only an ignoramus, would say something like that. Or it's so obvious, even a person who barely studied would know that. Like very dismissive. Those are very, it's a lot of insult to, insulting very much to talk in that manner. A positive approach would be, I thank you for sharing your idea with me. Let's think for a moment about the following question on what you said. Or it's a good point, but let me just try to clarify. There's one thing that I don't yet understand about this. Now, great Talmid Chachamim always try when they hear other Talmid Chachamim or other people express Torah thoughts, they try to find a kernel of truth in that Torah thought that is expressed by others, even by younger students, even by their Talmidim. You have a well-established Rosh Hashiva, and he's talking to Talmidim. They could be 18, they could be 21, they could be 22, whatever it is. They listen carefully to the kernel of truth within it, even though they're just beginners and he's been around the block 10 million times over. So they would not compromise on their search for truth, but they would still focus on aspects that are correct in what the other person said. It gives those young Talmidim, by the way, when you do this, when the young Talmidim see, this applies again in, by women as well, when the teachers are trying to influence students, when you give the young students the time and you value their words, it gives those younger students a desire to continue studying. And when you focus first on what is correct in what the person said, you'll be more open later to listen. They'll be more open later to listen to the aspects that you disagree with them on or that you need to correct them with. Now, there are certain situations where Talmid Chachamim need to use harsh criticism to avoid false statements being accepted and so on. But that's really the exception, a very big exception to this rule. One has to be careful regarding that. Another Eitzah to do, by the way, when there is a machlokes and you're amidst of a verbal battle with somebody else, is to ask for a truce, which is like this. We're both emotionally upset right now. We're going a little overboard with this. Maybe we said things we shouldn't have said. Let's call a truce, which means let's wait a couple of moments, or sometimes let's wait an hour or a number of hours, or let's wait a while till we're both calmed down, until we're able to discuss this in a more peaceful manner. And by asking for that time out, you decrease the tension between the two of you. And that is the idea. So sometimes it'll be appropriate to say, I'm sorry about this unfortunate situation. You know, let's work it out again. And that's helpful too. So to review the aspects of what we talked about in this particular share. Number one, avoid threats to intimidate others. Take it out of your personality altogether. This need to be dominating, this need to intimidate, this need to threaten. You use your words in a healthy way, as a positive approach, even if you have to, correct something. Number two, using a healthy tone of voice, a softer, kinder tone of voice, and to become aware of that. It's not just words that are not as dvarim, but the tone of words, tone of voice in which you convey the words. Is a chelik of this Einas Devarim, so you have to be very careful about that. Then we talked about the overall refuah of Torah, of being the best refuah for all types of aspects of Yetzer Hara. And the truth is, if you learn Torah properly, any chelik of Torah properly, you will remove from yourself that tendency to harm people, to hurt people, and your Ahavas Yisrael will grow. And again, going to repeat, if you are, or people are, Talmidei Chachamim, even great Talmidei Chachamim, that lack in that care, that lack in that empathy, that have an urge to cause pain with words, they need to really have a real deep dive into their soul and to make honest cheshbon hanefesh with themselves to see what their motivations are and to purify it so that you have healthy, your Torah learning is coming from a healthy place, and to value Torah thoughts of others. Don't insult the person, see their perspective and grow. And of course, the idea of creating a truce. This applies so much in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Chavrusis with each other, or you both disagree with certain things. It's very important, by the way, he doesn't mention it over here, but there's certain things that are called irreconcilable differences, which means as follows, that there are certain things where you know already that, let's say, you and your chavrusa, you and your partner, you and your friend have such opposite views on particular subjects that talking about it generally will create a negative influence more than a positive influence. It'll only hurt each other. You've discussed it already. There was always a bad feeling or ill feeling regarding discussing these things, and it ended up creating a certain distance. In those situations, you basically just try to avoid the subject altogether. There's no point in it. You instead bind with each other, connect with each other with things that you both feel equally about, or you both align with, and the thing that you deeply feel different from one another, to steer clear from it, or be very, very sensitive before you go into that space, so that you could work on focusing on the deep friendship and love that you have for the other person. Bracha v'atzlacha.